throughout Easter, we have heard the words from the letter of 1 Peter. And this morning we hear the words saying that we are living stones. We are called to be built together into a spiritual home so that others might know God's mighty acts. We hear the words that we are called out of darkness into marvelous light, that we are a holy priesthood, called to serve others in the world. So when I hear these things, I first think of the people who are in need, people who are in need of these works that that bring healing and bring hope. May is the Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think of people who suffer from many mental health issues. I think of the man I met recently who is struggling to recover from an addiction. And as he recovers, he finds himself in an uncharted territory where even the light and the hope of new life can sometimes be too bright and too hard to adjust to in a new normal. I think of the person who doesn't relate to the words precious or chosen because they do not feel they deserve to be loved, and they feel isolated because the world often rejects them. I think of those who are overwhelmed by the mental clutter of their lives, weighed down by the relentless pressure to be more, to be better, to buy more, be smarter, to do more. 1 Peter, this letter, is written to early Christians who are dispersed throughout Asia Minor, or modern-day Turkey, and they live in communities that did not accept or understand them. Their faith made them targets of harassment and harm. So this letter is written to encourage them, to encourage those who are suffering. How do you do this? This writer reminds them who they are and whose they are. Precious ones, in the process always of becoming holy. God's own people, claimed and chosen. Longing for spiritual nourishment like a newborn baby. Living stones, always under construction and in the process of being built together, called to bring a living hope to the weight of the world, called to be living stones, stable and calm and enduring presence for those who are in need, called to proclaim and witness to God's acts of mercy, even though it doesn't change the reality of suffering. So in these 9 verses, the whole story of Scripture is packed into these verses. And we hear Scripture from the psalmists and the prophets who wrestled with these questions. And here's the radical part, that the writer makes a bold claim that all people are extended the love and mercy of God. They're drawn into God's love and mercy like children drawn into a mother's bosom. And when we say all, I mean all. All people, regardless of gender, gender identity, race, age, ability, sexual orientation, education, nationality, through Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, God has built a foundation of love that holds the whole world, revealing God's heart of steadfast love and mercy to all people. Like a stone that withstands the test of time. Jesus Christ may have been rejected and suffered, but he was not bound by the power of death. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, is the true living stone, the one who makes our heavy burdens light, whose yoke is easy, the way, the truth, the life that God reveals God's love to the world. And though he was rejected, he became this cornerstone of God's kingdom on earth, and God's power rolled over the stone of his tomb so that death no longer has the final word, so that you might be claimed as a chosen one, precious and wholly loved by God. So what might it look like to witness to this wonderful news of God's mercy? What might it mean to be called out of darkness into marvelous light? What does it mean to be a living stone built together for one another? Martin Luther strongly believed in and taught about the priesthood of all believers. And one commentator describes it well, that proclaiming God's mighty acts is not a job reserved for a few. God calls all believers, no matter what their vocation or standing, to share the gospel and serve their neighbors so that others may come to know Christ. All of you are priests, bridging heaven and earth, living stones built together for God's kingdom on earth, called to bring light to the places where there is darkness. What does this mean, to be called out of darkness into light? I want to share with you a few examples that I've witnessed just this last week. The same man who was recovering from addiction, accepting the fact that he is not in control, and expressing his need for God's help and strength to get through on a daily basis. A public leader who breaks the silence on depression and advocates for those who suffer and the increasing threat to mental health resources. An advocate who educates medical staff and nurses, how can we be more respectful and inclusive in our language to include people of all gender identities and sexual orientations, so that they may receive better and more dignified care. Women who share together in life's joys and burdens, who are real and vulnerable in their pain so that others might know that they are not alone in their pain. A young mother who named her daughter Joy, even though this is not her reality, because she suffers and prays for deliverance from the lies of her mental illness. And finally, a couple, a 100-year-old and a 99-year-old woman, who hold each other, whose presence brings comfort to one another in sickness and in health. But when I personally think of this being called out of darkness into light, it hits very close to home. My mom suffered from severe treatment-resistant depression for 4 years. So before I had a college degree, had ever preached a sermon, or had any training whatsoever in pastoral care, I was called to be a presence of God's light and hope for my mom in her darkest moments. My presence didn't fix it. My mom was hospitalized, and she suffered through many electroconvulsive therapy treatments. And it didn't work. And it didn't take away the pain that she experienced or the years that she lost. And she suffered tirelessly for 4 years. And somehow, by the grace of God and a combination of psychiatric medication, her depression has been managed for 5 years now. She's healed, and it will never be fully healed, but she's healed. And for me, this is what it means to be called out of darkness into marvelous light in a way that can't really be explained. And I asked her if I could share this story with you today, because I see how, on a daily basis, she continues to live out her call as a priest among the priesthood of believers, because of how she continues to walk alongside those, many women particularly, who are suffering, as others had done for her when she was going through a very difficult time. We hear today this letter that comes from the tradition of Peter. And the Apostle Peter's witness to the gospel was just as, if not more, complicated. He didn't get it. And one commentator says quite accurately that in the Gospels, the disciple who is listed at first and is remembered as one of the most faithful, he quite frankly comes off as a buffoon, and he doesn't quite get it. In Matthew's Gospel, he tries to walk on water but sank in his fear and his doubt. He denied Jesus 3 times. But he grew and matured into a foundational leader in the faith. His name in Greek means Petros, or rock, or stone. His own flaws and his fears did not stop him from ministering to others who needed to be encouraged and grounded in their one true identity in Christ, even when the world did not accept them. And his journey didn't necessarily get easier because he struggled until his own death. But he longed for the good news of Jesus Christ and trusted God like a newborn, longing for mother's milk. And this longing and this struggle to understand this trust or faith, it comes from God. And so to be God's own people in the world does not mean that you won't have questions or doubts or struggles. It does not guarantee a pain-free life, but it does promise that you are never alone. God calls you to become a living stone, for us to be built together so that we can be a place of rest and belonging for those who are weary and rejected. God is calling and equipping you to be a presence of light for each other, a firm rock and secure place to hold each other up and when you're in need. So on this day of joy for many, and this day for those who experience sadness, hear God promise to you now. You are chosen and precious. No matter what you experience in this life, you will not be destroyed. And God leads you and calls you out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Thanks be to God.